This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
I'm Rachel. You forgot your name for a second.
I forgot whether I should keep talking. I was like, so she'll say her name and then I'll say mine. We're keeping this in.
We love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce today's topic, we have a hot little segment for you. 69 Seconds of Sex News.
We've pulled headlines from the news along with local reporting to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
OnlyFans had a great 2020. The pandemic exploded its user base, going from roughly 7.5 million users in November 2019 to 85 million users today. Special thanks to Beyoncé, who provided a 15% traffic bump when she mentioned the site in Savage Remix. No thanks to Bella Thorne, whose never nudes made it even harder for actual sex workers to make money.
In a study of over 2,000 women, 91% have received an unsolicited dick pic. Women of all sexual identities predominantly felt negative responses to the dick pic, with only a minority selecting any positive or neutral reactions. Conversely, a study of gay and bisexual men responded positively, with few choosing any negative or neutral responses. This is a reminder to know your audience, honey.
The Minnesota Supreme Court has upheld the state's quote-unquote revenge porn law, ruling in a Dakota County case that sharing nude images of a person without their consent is not constitutionally protected free speech. So-called revenge porn isn't porn at all. It's abuse, and it's illegal.
And in local news, a Girls on Porn staff member was surprised with a Hitachi wand by a lover because he, quote, heard it talked about on the podcast. Thank you, beloved listener.
And one of our hosts may or may not have engaged in some sexual role play recently. Turns out that acting degree wasn't entirely useless after all. And today's topic is...
Babysitter's Club.
Yeah, we're just going to talk about the...
Babysitter's Club.
The YA novels. we're going to trample on the feet of... Because there's a HeadGum podcast that's...
Is it there?
Babysitter's Club. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's
They're
right.
They're HeadGum, right?
I forgot about that.
We should have them on to just talk about Babysitter's Club.
missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Babysitter's Club. So the search term of today is babysitter.
No club. We're just talking about, you know, the more generic, general concept.
Right. And if you're not familiar with a babysitter, it's someone who temporarily cares for children on behalf of children's parents or guardians. A babysitter may also be referred to as a sitter, and they generally take care of children of all ages who are in need of supervision.
I enjoyed in the Wikipedia entry on babysitting that the term babysitter first appeared in 1937, while the verb form babysit was first recorded in 1947. So the person predated the verb.
To babysit.
Yes.
Were you ever a babysitter?
Yes, of course. But I would say that I dabbled. Like, I didn't love it, you know?
No. People who do it for a living, I'm like, what's wrong with you?
I mean, they're getting a living.
I mean, I guess, but like, I don't, but also what any single time any single time, every single time I've babysat, I've been like, who actively chooses to have children?
Oh, yeah. I feel the same way. Like, this is also like surprising. I mean, I know that you feel that way, but you're also a person who is constantly showing me videos of your nephew. And I'm
True. Yeah.
It is cute. I don't care, but he is cute. But like, you're a person who at least even like cares about like really cute baby videos and stuff.
Sure.
And
well,
I like
they're funny.
Yeah. I care about like my friends and family's babies, but like I'm never like, yes, a baby pic, like I don't have the like visceral ooh, like so cute like reaction to babies right. that I do to like dogs and tiny right. animals. Yeah. So I'm a broken woman and
yes.
end of podcast.
And a barren woman, most likely. I've cursed you now. I do love, yeah, okay. I mean, but I like getting videos of my nephew because he's my nephew. If it's like other people's yeah. kids, I'm like, yeah. whatever, you know, yeah. unless they're really funny. You know, like I love like America's Funniest Home Videos when like, or like, you know, when Jimmy
Well, like
Kimmel.
Kids smashing their faces is
yeah,
a different thing than being
funny.
Like, yeah. oh, you're cute. Like, and a lot of videos that people think are funny about their babies are actually just the miracle of life. And then being yeah. like, look, she gargled or like whatever. Yeah. And you're like, cool. Like that is an exciting step for the right. development of that human that you're growing, you know? But like, right. I'm not like, ha-ha, oh, the irony, the,
right.
the darkness,
right.
the complexity of the joke. Like, no.
Sure.
I was looking at this Women's Health thing article. Mm-hmm. I don't know, thing. Why did I forget the word article?
I only know 20 words, so it made sense to me.
It said a few things that we all knew, but sort of boiled right. down. I was like, oh, right, right, right. So if we're talking specifically about like, usually let's talk about dads and nannies or babysitters as
let's
the trope.
Let's get into it. Yes.
Knowing that there could be, you know, obviously different kinds of couples and different kinds of scenarios where a babysitter is involved, mm-hmm. but we can sort of universally apply these. That so the power differential is big.
Right.
So that I didn't even think about, but like obviously
sex is power dynamics.
Sex is power dynamics and being the daddy
yes.
to like a young, nubile, like mm-hmm. eager to please woman. So there's like a power dynamic there.
The employer, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. The boss.
The boss, man.
Also, and I didn't think about this, but the subconscious psychological link to fertility, which I was like, oh, yeah, obviously, like, even for me, a person we have firmly established is, like, not excited about babies.
Infertile.
I've been, what's that?
I said infertile.
I'm not fucking, I'm actually probably very fertile. My family's, yeah. I'm terrified about that all the time. Just cold-hearted is, I think,
yeah.
what you're
okay, yeah, yeah.
looking
Sorry.
For.
There it is.
But and now I'm just feeling bad for being cold-hearted. I lost my train of
Sorry.
Thought.
Fertility.
Oh, fertility and yes. the thing. So, like, taking it a step further, like, as a person who's not, like, actively, like, ooh, I'm looking to germinate babies.
Yeah.
I have been so turned on by men and women, like, in parental roles or just, like, sort of even, like, not in real parental roles, but being, like, older. Like, this guy I had a crush on in middle school was skating in the lake because I'm a chick who fucking loves ice skating. We were all skating and his little brother fell down
yeah,
and started crying and like hit his face. And the guy I had a crush on like got down on all fours and like nudged him with his head and like sort of cuddled him and was just yeah. like such a good big brother.
Right.
And I was fucking wet. So like
right.
I just was like, fuck me right now.
There is something weird about like seeing people be good with kids that you're like, that's a turn on, you know?
It's absolutely, it's just an instinctive turn on.
Yes.
Like going all the way fucking back
human
to
species.
Cave people.
Yeah.
Like it is arousing to be like, you're capable, you're protective, I can trust you, you're responsible.
Right. right.
You are a good breeding material, therefore
right.
my like organs are into it, you know?
Right. Totally.
This is specific to men, but also I'm sure true of like, you know, let's picture a power lesbian as well. But mm-hmm. the article is quoted that powerful men are often guarded, mm-hmm. but when they're around their kids, they usually open up. So that also was like, oh, of course, like
right.
the intimacy of the scenario is going to like
right.
lube things up a little. And then last thing is obviously, and we'll get more into this, there's a sexual fantasy at play that like the babysitter
right.
sexual fantasy, like it's in all of our minds, it's in the zeitgeist to be like,
right.
but she's the babysitter, like she's
yeah.
the nanny. So
they're young. They don't have any power. You know, they're subordinate and in a service position. So, of course, they're going to get sexualized.
Yeah. What were you going to say when I trampled you?
I found this article from Bitch Media that was about the book Babysitter in American History. Because I was like, I'm just like fascinated of like when the sexualization of babysitters happened. And also just like the history of babysitters. So basically babysitters happened with the rise of the teenage girl as a cultural phenomenon in the 1920s.
Teenage 20s.
Right. So personal freedom and adults' expectations that they stay close to home. So that's kind of like how the job opportunity happened. Yeah. Like you were allowed to like go out and have some freedom, but like still be sort of domestic.
Yeah.
But then she goes on to say they've never been trusted from going, you know, flirting with men on street corners and, you know, while the babies, you know, teetered into the street or later ones who, you know,
like
were,
they do.
Right. Who were too busy text kids. Messaging, you know, to notice that like their kids were, you know, playing with fire or something. They've never been trusted. And then in the 1960s. The girls, like just girls in general, their freedom to express themselves sexually.
The sexual revolution.
Right. Gave rise to a desire to control them.
The sexy 60s. I'm just here for the alliteration. You keep going.
Yes. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like that. Yeah. I was like, oh, I didn't realize that it all kind of goes back to like the sexual revolution. Like as women became more in power of their own sexuality.
It always does, you know? It's hard to ignore the 60s.
Right. And then it just came from a place of like men in positions of power trying to control them. So, and then, you know, we've seen them, babysitters just kind of, they've been in the cultural zeitgeist, I guess, since, you know, R.L. Stein books. And even before that, I didn't know this book called, or the short story called The Babysitter by Robert Coover.
I didn't either. Our dear
from
intern.
From 69. Yeah, 1969.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
But I haven't read it, but basically it's like a bunch of fragmented fantasies and like a nonlinear plot. We don't know what actually happened, what doesn't happen. And it's
I read like excerpts and it's very like sensations and like, oh, and I looked out the window and then, boner. Like that's absolutely not what the language sounds like, but there's like implication in the way that is a story.
Right. But it's all about this babysitter and we don't even get to know her name. She's just an object. Like she's just an object of desire.
Yeah, I love it.
You know? And there's like a threesome, then that's like the dad comes home and has sex with her, and then he could rape her, and then like it's just all these different possible scenarios, but basically just boiling it down to her being a sexual object. And that was back in 1969.
Yeah.
So pretty wild. Pretty wild to...
Deep cuts, you know?
Yeah, think about.
The stuff goes back.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you're going to say no, but I would be irresponsible not to check. Do you have any, like, flirty or sexual or, like, any babysitter-esque stories that tie into the sexual trope around it or no?
I don't, but I definitely, like, would have been that girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's why I ask.
100%.
Yeah, I think you would have loved that dynamic.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I absolutely would have. If I would have been like my whole like younger years, adolescence, teenage years,
a horny teenager and we all know it.
I would have loved to have like a hot older man. I would have totally destroyed some, you know, suburbs.
Fucking marriage if you could.
You know? Entire suburbs.
Just crashing through the suburbs. But why didn't you? Because you just didn't babysit much or that it's just
I didn't
like
babysit
the man
much.
Wasn't.
And I also, yeah, I didn't babysit much. And, you know, it's also like rare. I feel like we've now come to this point in time where the mom is always the one who's like organizing things. Mm-hmm. You never really meet the dad, you know, like the dad is just like hands off, especially, I don't know, especially in like my middle class America where I grew up, is like the dad is like
quite often the mother is producer and like in charge of logistics and like handling all that. Yeah.
Right,
I definitely
right.
always like met the dad, but sometimes yes, it was like in passing and like,
yeah,
I'm here to for the kid and you here's cash and goodbye, you know?
Right. There was also that hot movie called The Babysitters. Did you ever
watch
that?
Which I have not seen.
Catherine Waterstone, John Leguizamo, and it's just like these hot like teenage
So this
girls.
Is recent? Catherine Waterstone, you said?
It's like in like the 90s, I think. Or maybe 2001. But it's like when she's like, she looks like she's a teenager.
She probably was a teenager that far back. She's not that much older than us.
Yeah.
Tight.
Yeah, it's good. You should watch it. And it's horny.
Love
but
horny.
But I know. I also, so I was really fascinated by the, because it is such a trope, and it's, but it's also like, it's not based on nothing. Like, people have left their, or have cheated on their spouses with the nanny.
Oh, absolutely. It's not based on nothing at all. I think, like, you know, if we're for you in the suburbs, it's not like you as a it's not like, holy shit, everyone's fucking their babysitter. But for all of the reasons we just named, it's absolutely like a real stereotype. And I also think, if anything, there's a lot of people and women now being like, you know what I'm not going to do is hire a fucking hot babysitter.
Chrissy Teigen has a no hot nanny rule.
Ooh, good to know. Yeah. I did look at it, like, a list of celebrities.
So
like, dudes, like, yeah, the our wonderful interns that, like, these are the celebrity, like, cheating with the nannies.
Yes.
And nothing good came of looking at that list. I mean, like, we could share some of it. I just personally was like, I don't know, this just makes me feel gross. But somehow, like, the stats in the celebrity space also feel like they would be higher because, like, everybody's hot.
Right, the power dynamic also, is even bigger.
Power dynamic is bigger, and also the need for intimacy is bigger because, like, as a celebrity, it's really hard to trust or to, like, be close with anyone who isn't in your inner circle already.
So true.
Like, everybody's there to exploit you when you're a celebrity. So, like, if this person, like, builds your trust and builds intimacy and, like, is fucking raising your children.
Speaking as local celebrities, you know.
Yeah. The point is, Rachel, like, we could get on this train. I could. Yeah. I just have to become Tyka's babysitter and we're good. And
then that's how it happens.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so on this list, like, Ethan Hawke cheated, supposedly, and then married the babysitter.
Yeah.
Allegedly. And then same thing with Robin Williams.
Yeah. Although Ethan Hawke did say that he was like, I know it looks like Sound of Music or whatever.
Yeah,
I was like, you just picked the, like, tamest version or, like, the most favorable version, the version that makes us root for you.
Yeah.
Christopher Plummer. Plummer, right? Not Palmer. I always fuck that
Plummer.
Up. But he says, like, when they were falling in love, it was well after that person, like, worked for him, which I buy, but it certainly wouldn't make me feel better as the ex to be like, whatever, you still, like, wanted to hit that, and, you know.
Obviously, Arnold Schwarzenegger impregnated the house helper.
The house helper.
Oof. In 97.
Something about house helper is, like, really painful. I was also a homework helper for years, which just meant I, like, tutored boys that were, like, old enough that they didn't need to be babysat, but it was absolutely a bigger job than that. It was, like, homework help. It was, like, family mediation. It was a ton of shit, you know? Helper is such a demeaning.
I would love to see the, but I would love to see the fantasy, which actually was on Smilf, of, like, the tutor actually, like having sex with, like, the teenage son. 18 and up.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, that was, I was like, oh, this is a fun fantasy that, like, we don't get to see ever, you know? Like, usually it's the man seducing the younger woman, but, like, in this show, it was Frankie Shaw, who was, like, you know, in her late 20s, and she's, like, has sex with, like, the 21-year-old son who's home from college.
Oh, I didn't know that happened, like, on Smilf.
She, like, tutors his younger siblings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to regret saying this, and I truly thought you were bringing this up to, like, fuck with me.
Oh.
But I did sleep with the older brother in that tutoring situation that I just talked about.
Oh!
well, after I worked for them. Like, legit, he was in his mid-20s, and I was in my late 20s, or maybe those numbers aren't exact, but
cougar in training.
I can't recommend it unless you want every single guy friend you have finds out about it to, like, forever fuck with you and, like, tell you it's hot, but, like, give you relentless shit about it. Like, I have been punished for this act my friends, and as much as, like, whatever, it was consenting adult and also drunk sex. Like,
that guy still jerks off to it. I'm going to guarantee that. He still jerks off to that moment in time. 100%.
I genuinely hope not. We're, like, friendly. You know, I didn't, like, fuck him and be like, bye. Like, we're, like, tight, you know?
He's still waiting. He's still waiting for it to come around. He's, like, playing the long game.
Oh, that's one of the like more, oh God, I just feel gross sharing that. That's okay. A fucked up thing
don't
to share.
Don't feel gross. Who cares?
No, it's all
we
right.
We all, you know, I'm not even going to say make mistakes because it wasn't a mistake. It led to where you are now as a human being and, you know, you're all the
person
better
for who,
it.
You know, doesn't fuck someone
it's
that she cheated for years.
Part of your sexual repertoire now and... no
and sexual repertoires are a many splendored thing, as
it's
we all
very
know.
True. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quickly, just want to shout out also Jude Law cheated on his
also just want to shout out Jude Law.
Quick shout out to quick shout out to Mick Jagger, who also fucked the
apparently
nanny
like on the kitchen counter or some
while
shit,
his
right?
wife was taking a nap. also no. Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah,
never forget.
Awful.
But Gwen Stefani seems to be doing okay now.
She's moved on. She's got country lover. She's
and a lot of work done.
Different chapter of her life.
Right.
And
sorry to
what
that
even
man.
Is Gavin Rossdale doing though?
Sorry to that man. I don't know, but I'd fuck him. So if he's listening, send him my way.
I feel like we're being far too, like, championing these men who are unfaithful.
Yeah, sorry, sorry.
And then being like, and then she got work done. What a fucking idiot. Like,
right. No. Well,
no, no, no.
I know. Right. Okay. Fair enough.
You just want to fuck Gavin Rossdale is
yeah,
what the ulterior
hot.
Motive is here. Let's just be respectful of Gwen and her feelings and what she's been through.
I know. But I
and
think
that
she's
a
good
fucking
now.
Icon.
She is an icon.
Yeah, I
but
do
I think
she's good.
Much better.
Let's hope, you know.
Anyways, should we do the showdown?
Okay.
Twist my arm. Okay, I got one for you.
Yeah.
Babysitter sucks did and swallows, ass shaking, dick throbbing, cum shot.
Sucks did and swallows?
Yep. Sucks
wow.
did and swallows.
She sucks
shaking.
Did. Oh, she did sucks. She sucks did.
Yeah. Ass shaking, .. dick throbbing, cum shot. Love an ellipses.
Yeah, I love an ellipses in a porn title. Like, oh. Who, like, are you trying to make us, like, wait for it? You trying yeah. to build suspense in
the
this, like, rambling mess? Yeah.
Killing me.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start with how yep. to actually shy babysitter is behaving with the employer. How to actually shy babysitter is behaving with the employer. I really tried 1,000 times to make this sentence make sense.
Sometimes I like these showdown titles make me feel like I'm having a stroke.
Yeah, I doubt what I mean? Myself. I feel like also we've done so many that like it's destructing like my understanding of English grammar.
Right, right.
That I'm like, yeah, no, this how to actually shy babysitter. Like yeah. how to actually shy babysitter. I even like looked at this particular video because I was like, what's happening? And I got to it and I sort of understand why title confusion because it's... I was
why
like, oh, is it? See? No,
see?
I'm doing it on purpose.
Okay.
But like, I was watching it and it's just a blowjob POV. And I was like, oh, maybe it's how to.
Oh, it's
like
a how-to
be
bit.
A shy babysitter while behaving with your employer. But it like,
well,
I couldn't
actually?
Even justify that. There yeah. was nothing about it that was babysitter. She was wearing very right. fancy lingerie.
Oh, okay.
And we were just right in the blowjob.
Mm.
And I was like, how
this
to
is my main
actually,
complaint.
Like it started as a high to, it was like, actually shy babysitter with the employer.
I'd like to think that like maybe they thought it was going to, yeah, like they thought it was going to be like how to give a blowjob. And then they're like, actually, no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They changed their mind. They're like, how to actually
yeah.
shy babysitter. Well, yeah. no babysitter. Employer.
Send. Yeah.
Send. Yes.
Okay. Next one.
Okay.
Don't tell mom the babysitter is lesbian.
What? Why wouldn't you tell mom? Wouldn't it like specifically be of interest to mother? Like,
yeah, is she homophobic? Would she fire her?
Yeah, is this
I mean,
is this about homophobic mom, or is this about like mom? You know, is also lesbian and don't tell mom yeah. because dad's scared and wants to control the situation. That's
right.
what it is.
That
it's actually
we
solved it. It's secretly a little bit cuckold, and it's about yeah. the lesbian babysitter and mom and. He can't handle it, but he
okay.
loves it secretly by the end. I did
right.
it. I figured it
wow.
out.
Wow. Well, now I want to watch that vid.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Babysitter stuck in the washing machine. I took the opportunity until my wife sees, oops, boobs.
Boobs.
I have to assume that like Oops Boobs or something is maybe the channel, but it's just a perfectly coherent sentence and then a dash and then in all caps, Oops Boobs. Ah! And Boobs has, it's all one word and Boobs has three S's. So Somebody, it's like, it's almost like it could be the brand, but it's also almost like somebody was typing this while like really holding their shit together and then Boobs.
But also the idea of like Oops, you know, like never do I want to say Oops and Boobs in the same sentence.
I do, like, but only ironically, you know, I just want to be like, Oops, Boobs, like to prank someone, right. You know, like,
Oops, my tits are on your shoulder. Oops, Boobs. Yeah. Okay, here's another one. Nanny spy, brave nanny tries to fit boss's giant dick. Health hazard.
Brave nanny tries to fit.
Brave.
Boss's
She's brave.
Giant dick. Health hazard.
Well, it is a health hazard, so therefore she is brave.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
A minor health hazard. I mean, she's fitting it in her vagina, or like, how big is the dick? Like, is it actually a health hazard, or is it just like...
I think this person's underestimating the power of a vagina and a throat and an asshole. You know?
I see. Yeah. Okay, next I've got... Actually, maybe this should be the last one. Well, we'll see.
Okay.
He gets caught fucking the tiny babysitter on security cam while texting his wife.
The tiny babysitter.
Yeah.
She's a tiny babysitter.
Of course she's tiny.
Yeah, to be clear, it wasn't spelled that way. I just was like, oh, is he tiny? Is he having to be tiny babysitter?
Of course.
Because you have an infantile issue.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And also she has to be tiny so that way we know that she's younger.
Yes, because everybody's 18. So we're like, well, we found a tiny 19-year-old.
Right.
And a bigger 22-year-old.
Yeah. Okay, last one. Okay. The babysitter ass was looking real good. I dumped a hot load of cum in her.
Yeah.
I like this because I don't know who is dumping the load of cum. Like, is it the dad? Is it the baby?
Wait, what? My baby.
Is it? I don't know because we don't know. Like...
But why baby?
I mean, the child. Or, like,
you could
say, kid.
Like, older brother. Like,
yeah, the older brother. I mean, that's why I'm, like, I'm intrigued. The babysitter ass
baby.
Is looking real.
The baby. The baby can't physically come yet, Rachel.
Right. Okay, fine.
And that's inappropriate. So, sorry. I'll do one last one.
Okay, fine.
The babysitter knows she's caught, but she wants to comfort me with her mouth and her wet pussy.
Oh, This is a classic story.
Yeah, this one could almost be the title of a porn we'll discuss after the break.
Exactly.
Although, not quite, but, you know, it could be. The sort of comfort
she's caught.
Part of it. Yeah.
That is a big thing where it's like, I caught you doing something naughty and now you do this so that way I don't fire you.
Yeah, 100%.
Or tell my wife, you know?
Yeah. Shall we take a break?
Dynamics. Yes.
We'll be right back.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back.
Hey, oh. Thanks so much.
Oh, were you ready?
I am ready. But thank you for welcoming me back.
Oh, or you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I was welcoming the audience, but I welcome you as well. I welcome you always, Rachel. You're always welcome.
Safe space. Hey, thanks.
The first video we're going to talk about is a film of many titles.
Yes, it
is. Many names. So we found it by way of Balesa.
Right.
Where it's called He Can't Resist Me.
Mm-hmm.
It is also from a series called The Mistress and or Best of Both Worlds. We think maybe both titles.
I think the series is called The Mistress. And then this specific episode, this scene, is called The Best of Both Worlds Part 2.
Yes.
Written and directed
by Jackie St. James.
Yeah. GOP fave.
Yes.
Also starring another GOP fave, Michael Vegas, mm-hmm. and Abella Danger.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a strong soap opera feel. I gotta say that off the bat. But I don't hate it, you know?
Yeah. I, too, was like, oh, we're really acting and we're really, like, setting the scene and the setup
is hot. We have a voiceover.
We have voiceover. Yeah. So we basically, like, quick summary is we get a recap also.
Right.
Of
love a recap.
Michael Vegas and his wife, unfortunately, I mean, his character's wife, I forget.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't write down the performer's name. Do you have that other performer's name, Andy?
I don't, actually.
I fucked up. Well, there's a performer in a different episode in the series who plays his wife. And she expresses concern about his attraction to the babysitter.
Right.
And then they appear to have what I would assume is some kind of, like, makeup fight sex or, like, don't worry, I'm just into you sex.
Right.
And then,
but in the voiceover, we hear that he's like, okay, maybe it was a bit manipulative on my part.
Yeah.
Because the best way to get away with cheating is to make the other person feel like it's their fault.
Yes. That was kind of wild. It was like to make her feel responsible, to like manipulate her.
Yeah.
It was like almost I didn't want it, but I got it. I was like, that is part of the heat of it. It's like you got to be a little bit of a shit to.
Right.
Want to cheat on your wife to fuck the babysitter.
Why
so let's paint him
me?
As like a little bit of a manipulative shit.
Yeah.
So then we get the scene where like he takes a shower and his wife is like, you're right. I'm sorry. She probably like views you as some like older man. And I was like, you're like feeding him. Well, I was like,
I
you're framing it as an insult, but you're also feeding the daddy fun, you know?
Totally.
And then we cut to he's with the babysitter, or I guess she's technically like a house assistant,
Live-in.
Like she's a live-in assistant, so she does many things, but includes watching the children.
Yeah,
and they're like listening to a song together.
Right.
Like she's like, I love this song, and it's like one ear of the headphone in her ear and one in his pre AirPods. So there's a cord connecting them.
And then he's like, Lily won't be home until later tonight. And then they start making out. I mean, I love Jackie St. James stuff because there's a lot of kissing.
Yes. Also, you know? Key, like, pivotal, like, signature Jackie St. James move.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, obviously going to fuck, and the tension is building. Mm-hmm. And Vegas leans in to Abella, and they, like, get so close that they're about to kiss, and then they, like, wait.
Yeah.
They hold the tension, and then they kiss.
And
I was like, the waiting, sustained kiss is so.
I know, and I love it.
Yeah.
It's also like, this is like a very intimate affair porn, I have to say. Like, there's I mean, once they have sex on the desk, and then he like picks her up and like moves her to the bed. And then once we get into the bed, it's like there's like hand holding. It's just like it's very passionate. Like,
yes,
I like this video a lot, but I did miss the reminder of the power dynamic. You know?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it did seem like they were equal.
Yeah.
Because it was so sensual.
I guess I just didn't mind it because the sex was just super hot to me. And because I wasn't thinking about like the power. Like to me, if I was a babysitter and if I was a real life babysitter and engaged in something with an older person with that power dynamic, I would want the power dynamic to essentially like end before the sex. Whereas if I was role playing sex with someone like with where it was like, let's say you're the babysitter and it's a power, then I would lean at the power dynamic. But weirdly, I was like, in real life, it could just be like really hot, like sensuous, like, fuck, we can finally do this sex, which it like really was, you know? Yeah.
Right.
I did think there was a little bit of her being like, holy shit, like, this is so good.
Yeah, that she said, oh my God, too much for me.
Got it. I see.
You know? Like, that was a little. But, I mean, the thing is at the end of the day, it's still hot sex because Michael Vegas is, like, an athlete. And, like, he fucks, like, hard and long and deep. And I say this as someone who's never had sex with him just by watching. Just from purely watching him, I can tell.
Yeah, you glean that from watching
exactly.
him. I liked her, too. I mean, I feel you that she said, oh, my God, too much because it's kind of the only thing she said. Mm-hmm. But I appreciated that she wasn't doing too much talking because sometimes in porn, it's like, oh, my God, we're finally doing it. And remember the plot from earlier and your cock is bigger than I ever could imagine. Like, I like that she just seemed constantly overwhelmed and that her, like, moans and her breathiness and the way that she vocalized her response to him was, like, believable to me and, like, hot, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do believe that she was very much enjoying herself.
Yeah.
And I also really loved that, like, when they moved to the bed, like, he was, like, kissing her feet while he was, like, fucking her.
Yeah.
I loved that. That was another thing where I was like, this is intimate, you know?
Yeah. That was a fun detail. I mean, I like that, too, because it felt like worship. It felt like he was obsessed with her and had looked at her feet at one point and been like, oh, God, like, everything about you. You know, like, I thought that was an expression of an implied tension between them without it being like, I'm the daddy who kisses the baby's feet, you know? Yeah.
And they were like holding hands while she was riding him at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like, she took a break too at one point too, which I really liked. Like she took a break and had to like switch up positions, which, you know, sometimes like that happens.
Yeah.
I also love to see any bloopers where it's like, we're like having a hard time getting the dick in. Love to see those bloopers.
Yeah.
And I really loved when she was coming and you could see him like out of focus behind her and he was watching her face while she was coming.
Yeah.
That also, I was like, this is hot.
Yeah. That's hot.
I also just like love watching Michael Vegas orgasm.
Yeah.
He's got a great O face. So
got a great O face. Yeah. A face for the pictures.
Right. He does.
An O face for the dirty pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's got like a lean, like skateboarder body that like I like to watch. Like
he has like a stereotypical hot guy body. Yes. You could just say it. And it's sort of lean, but also like cut, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Anyways.
By all means. And the cum gutters. He's got great, you know, D'Angelo lines. It's important. Yeah.
Yes. It was great. I really enjoyed it. It
was fucking hot. Yeah. And this was a case where I was like, watching and was like, I'm just picking the video and this one seems okay, and I made it past the like slightly heavy-handed opening and was like, this is hot, I'm gonna watch the whole thing, I hope we pick it, because I watched the whole I watched the whole thing before we decided we were doing this one, and I have no regrets.
It just was like, I was pleased with how sensual and intimate it was for a babysitter porn.
But that's why I liked it, is that I was like, that's the thing, though. Like, sometimes when you have that betrayal sex that's, like, little dirty and little shitty, like, it can actually be really intimate and fucking connected because you've, like, yearned for the thing. I feel, like, gross even saying this, but we've all had scandalous sex and, like, we know why we do it. You feel horrible after. You feel disgusting after the fact. But
that's why we have therapy.
And that's why we don't repeat our mistakes, but we, you know, look back on them fondly when we talk on our podcasts.
Speaking of therapy, should we go do the next vid?
Yes. Are we speaking of therapy because you need some after you watch this video?
Everyone did after this video.
I feel better for watching it. Yeah. I feel elevated. I feel like this is camp at its fucking best. I mean,
to be clear, I weirdly still found this video hot.
No, I did too. I was like, something's happening. Like, this is working for me. Yeah. Like, I think that as the podcast goes on, I'm more into the campy porn verse and just being like, everybody knows what we're doing here.
Right.
And it's not like we're aiming for high art. So I'm less judgy and like less like, ugh, I can't masturbate to this nonsense. I'm more like, look at these fucking performers delivering this dialogue. Like, who are they kidding with this shit? And then you just like,
and then a switch happens.
And then a switch happens and then it's sex. It's so much sex. This is a very long
Okay,
video
so this is
for
from,
what it was.
This is from babysitter.com. Mm-hmm. And it's called The Worst Babysitter You Could Ever Have. It's with Tommy Pistol and Carly Gray. And it, when I found out we were doing this this topic, I was like, I'm just fanning my tits off right now. I didn't know what you were doing.
For our listeners, Rachel's just gesturing below the video where I can see her. It looks like she's masturbating is what I'll say. Like, here's why I love this video.
I was like, I saw a clip of it once and Tommy Pistol was capital A acting his goddamn face off. Like, he did not have to go that hard, but he did, and that's
the
why
only
we
way
love
to describe
him.
It yeah,
that's why we love him. So brief synopsis is he gets home and he's wandering around the house like yelling for Carly, which interesting that he's yelling for the babysitter and not his kid just from the get-go. And he's yelling for
that's a good point.
He's yelling
for
her.
We don't actually establish how old the kid is, right?
No. We just know that he has a son, and we and also like he's yelling her name far too much, and then finally he goes upstairs and finds her, and she just goes, "Oh hey," and he's like, "Where is my son?" And she's like, "Some of your friends picked him up," and he's like, "My friends?" And she's like, "Yeah, they're all wearing the same outfit and the same jacket. It's
so they have the same jacket with the same name tags." And he's like, what?
He's like, child?
You're not doing...
Child Protective Services took my son.
We could do impressions of that forever. And then she's like, they mentioned something about some woman named Jenny. And he's like, the mother-in-law, like, ever since I divorced his sloth knuckle scraping daughter
was
is amazing.
An insane improv, I'm
and
sure.
And I wrote down the words, I bet he has a type. Because it's based on the babysitter. And then, of course, he was like, why did you let him in? And she's like, I thought they were the pizza I ordered. And then immediately, he sits down and like,
he's like laughing.
Puts his head in her lap. He's like, wow. And then just puts his head in her lap.
And he has
and
like
I was like, we're just doing it. We're just going for it.
And he's like, I need help just for an hour. Like seeing as you let someone take my son.
No concern about calling the CPS or like confirming the whereabouts of his child and like making
and also,
sure
like, suddenly he's horny. Like, okay, but like, you know, maybe he's a divorced dad and like he's had a hard time and he's like, you know what?
Oh, we're justifying. We're doing the legwork to be like, he's divorced. He's always horny. He was horny when he walked in the door. He was horny when he called out Carly's name. He was horny when he said, where's my son? He was like, my son kind of makes me horny.
Right. And then he's like, follow me down the stairs. And he's like, lay down in your stomach. I liked the dynamic of this because I was like, oh yeah, like he's getting his payback, you know?
Yeah, he's like, you need to make me feel better because
you've ruined my life.
Like that was that was a weird, it felt so abstracted because I was like, no, you wouldn't give a shit. You would just want your son back. But it was interesting for him to be like, hey, can you just, like at one point he was like, can you say something?
Yes.
Can you
talk sexy?
Like say something?
Right.
And I was like,
I liked it.
And like, part of me was like, is that the actor or the character? Because he was doing all of the dialogue and she wasn't saying anything. And I was like, is he a little bit like, can you say something? Because I'm carrying the fucking scene here.
Yeah,
like
literally.
A fucking heavy pail of water up a hill. Yeah.
but it works for him as the dad in that moment, you know?
No, exactly. Like, it totally does that. I just was like, it was just an interesting thing. Like, when are you like sniffing and licking someone's ass? And you're like, can you say something?
I feel like we haven't talked about Tommy Pistol enough, but like, He's one of those performers where it's like, I don't know why I want to fuck him, but I do.
I think that's why he's done well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's because also, like, he's very vocal.
Yes. He's vocal. Also very, like, very mainstream. Like, he has appeared on, like, in the bad stuff, quote unquote, like, that we talk about all the time.
The problematic areas. Yeah.
Yes. But he's super, like, over the top. Like, I think he just gets the world that he's in.
Yes.
That's
campiness.
Why I was like, I, like, embraced this camp as I was like, Tommy Pistol doesn't think he's, like, gonna win a fucking Oscar for this. He thinks it's nonsense and he's like leaning into the scene. Also, if you like follow him on Twitter, he's super political and well-spoken and like clearly a well-rounded, interesting human. And in this space, he's a fucking clown who fucks, you know, is like sort of a, maybe a harsh way of putting it, but like, it's absolutely what it is. Like, this is clowning, you know, like it's just very over the top.
He's literally eating her ass and he's like, I will not be recommending you to my friends.
But you will get paid for today.
Yes.
After this, I really appreciate this.
And he's like, you will make a boyfriend proud one day. And he's like going to town, eating her out, like while she's like face down, ass up.
Yeah. This is also the point in the porn. I was like, I can't believe this is a half hour porn because we're like 3 minutes in at this point. Like, we have gotten down to business.
Right. He's just someone who also genuinely enjoys sex. Like, I could hear it. I could see it the way he's like eating her out and like eating
There's
her
a nom 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 to it, if you will.
Yes, there is. There's a munching aspect.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's fingering her while he's eating her out, like rimming her,
stretching her out. Right. I didn't like that.
I didn't like that either.
Stretch for the camera, like no.
But
whatever. We get a shot of the like deep interior of her vaginal canal.
Yeah. I was like, we don't need that. I didn't need it. But he also like did this thing where he like pinched her clit.
I clocked that too. He like pinched the top of her clit and then was like vigorously working. And I've never even tried that.
I know.
So I was like, we got to see what this do. Like,
I know.
This is a thing. I don't think it would do the trick for me, but it could be an interesting stimulus. I'm willing to try.
Right. And exactly. And then she was like, oh, I'm so over like sensitive now. And he's like, well, that's exactly how I am. Like you know?
Yeah.
He rips her skirt off. He asks, he makes her apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah, I weirdly liked how instructional and, like, I was reminded of the power dynamic throughout the video, which I liked throughout the scene. Also, he, like, made her, like, suck her fingers and, like, put them inside her while he also fucked her.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, I'm like, okay, I've learned some tricks here. I've learned some things that I have never done, which that's what I'm here for, you know? I hated the fish hook. I never like to see a fish hook in my porn.
No.
It's not a thing that I'm into.
He did also just a really choice line when we got like pretty deep in. It was like, okay, we're done with dialogue. We're just fucking. And I got like bored and was like, okay, we're fucking. And like, it was still kind of hot, but it was just like, it got into that like pace of standard mainstream porn sex. We're like, we're in a position and we're fucking in the position. But then at one point he just said, mourn with me, girl.
Oh, yes. Mourn with me. Mourn with me. Yeah.
Mourn with me, girl. And I was like, wow. Like, he just like remembered to come back to it. Right. I was like, that's bold, you know?
You're a star.
You're a pro. What a fucking pro.
Absolutely a star. But yeah, I liked that he obviously has like some dom qualities in him.
Mm-hmm.
Which I like and I think works well in this scenario.
Yeah. Also the point where she was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, there was like a time where they were like fucking around together and like, you know, he challenged her resistance in a certain way and she was like, whoa. And I hated it.
I also the things that I don't like fingers in throats, but that's like just speaking as someone
fingers
who, like,
in
her throat, like he like put his fingers in her throat.
Gotcha.
I know there are people who love to gag and stuff, but I am not one of them. So for me,
I don't mind that. Like, I like a sucking on a finger or like having a finger in my mouth, but I agree that like when it's just jabbing me in the throat, it's a little much.
But it's something that I don't like to watch. But like, maybe if someone did it to me in the moment, I would be like, yeah, this is hot. But for some reason, watching it like just rubs me the wrong way. I immediately am like, I have like a response where I'm like, bleh, you know?
Yeah.
Also, lots of pulling on the pubes.
Yeah. What Cosmo article did he read? That one, I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, it does, like, it brings, like, blood flow to the area, but, like...
I mean, that's what Cosmo told me, but listen, it backfired. I never did that. I never tried that.
Right.
I know someone.
Just a fistful of, you know...
Peas, yeah, I mean, I guess, like, when you're getting all of it, like...
Yeah, like
it
that.
It could be a thing, but it would just make me nervous that you're going to tug one and be like, meow, and, like, just create, like, a weird little sensation of pain in there in an unhelpful way.
But I get it, like, because I also like getting my hair pulled. You know?
Yeah, it's funny. I think it should make more sense to me than it does. Like, I love getting my hair pulled, and I love anything, like, grabby and, like, oh, I have to have you. But something about, like, tugging on my pubic hair is like, whoa! Like, it just is weird, and it's not for me.
Yeah, I don't want, like, a singular hair pulled.
Exactly. Like, but I think that's what I'd be worried about, you know? Like, somehow it feels less risky with, like, head hair to be like, oh, you pulled just one. But, like, plucking a single pube, you know?
Yeah. Like, I'll just never forget that Stoya video. Or not Stoya, but Sasha Grey video where it's, like, he, like, was, like, torturing her and pulled out a singular pube.
Oh, yeah, I hated
that. But, like, if it's a fistful of pubes... Yeah. Okay, fine. I'm here for
that. Okay. Listen, I'm going to be open. You're expanding my horizons.
Right.
I've never wanted my pubes tugged, but if somebody really wants to try
But maybe 2021 is the year that we get our pubes tugged. I don't know. We'll see.
We got to find new frontiers. Mm-hmm. You know, there's only so many left that you and I as sexually versatile people have left. But
sexual adventurers.
Yeah.
Explorers, if you will. The Lewis and Clark of...
The wanderers. I'm the, like, lost elf in the woods. I'm a little troll wandering through, like,
elf
hungry
or troll.
For sex. I started with elf, but then I was like, let's be honest, I'm grungier than that.
I'm a sex troll. Also, gotta say, loved the bushes on both of these women in both of these videos.
Yes.
I like body hair. I like pubes.
We gotta do that body hair episode. Also, we gotta talk about it.
Love to see an uncut dick, and Tommy Pistol famously uncut. So
famously.
Like to see it. Famously, so I would say. I don't know if he would agree, but I'll say he's famously uncut.
If he would agree, if he's famously... I think he would say, like, in some circles, in his circles, I'm sure he's famously. Yeah. I don't think there's a single person he hangs with that's unaware
That's
whether
true.
His dick is cut or not. So I think that counts as famously.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, love to see it. We don't see it enough.
Yeah. You know? Strong agree. Yeah.
Okay. So what do we think?
Both. Both
oddly,
are going in my spank
weirdly,
bank.
I know this is monumental. For the first time, both of these videos are going in my spank bank.
That I don't think it's the first time that's happened.
Oh, really?
Is it? But what a rarity! Like, if it's happened, it's only happened like twice. And sometimes it's the reverse. We're like, I like the bad one, but I didn't like the ethical one.
I think this is the first time. I'm gonna say I think both. This is the first time both are going into our spank bank. So
if you're a true fan, you'll have to let us know if we're wrong. Slash, like, dig it up.
Prove us wrong. Change my mind.
Well, thanks so much for listening. This has been Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, on Twitter at GOP the Podcast, at our website, girlsonporn.com, and now on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already. And why not check out our Patreon? We got some spicy, sexy stuff on there.
Thanks for listening to the only GOP that's any fucking good.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.